So this is from 5221, but the subject here is the state and the nature of it, namely one of turmoil owing to the obscurity that exists regarding the things that are taking place. But scarcely anyone can know anything about what that state is like unless he has come to into a spiritual sphere and at the same time notes what is going on inside himself. That's the work. Unless he does so, he cannot, and this was read out, of course, but unless he does so, he cannot begin to know what is meant by receiving a general enlightenment or by receiving particular enlightenment. And often, when we receive general enlightenment, it's the obscurity and it's the struggle that takes place. And unless you've actually experienced that, it's very difficult to communicate it to somebody that to be enlightened or to be experiencing enlightenment is to actually be in obscurity. There's kind of a paradox there. But again, it's this idea that we might desire the things of the Lord, but there is these things that are in the way and they have yet to be brought to consciousness. And that's where the obscurity comes from. In 5224, which is about outcomes, at this particular point, it deals with the turmoil involved in consulting factual knowledge regarding things to come. For when that kind of obscurity exists, thought about what the outcome is to be instantly arises. And this just follows on from the idea of magic. So when we don't trust in the Lord, we start moving into the realm of magic, magical thinking. And that can be like projecting into the future and creating all kinds of scenarios about that, or reconstituting the past in a way that supports our insecurities. So rather than being in the process, in the present with the Lord, we start trying to take control of the process ourselves and work to our own agenda. So again, it's just being sensitive. Like there's a difference between dwelling in something of the past as useless knowledge, right? Or something from the past being brought to your attention through your work with the word. So there has to be like a conscious working with something in the light of the word. Like, so that's there rather than an more unconscious kind of ruminating. I think that's something that's this work puts you in front of more and more. And it's really about being in the moment, being alive to what's in the moment. And that is where the work lies. I mean, you can just reflecting on your day, if you're doing that consciously at the end of the day, you're still working with what has passed. But you're working with it in a way that is looking to process it in a way that's looking to higher things. And that's the difference. You've got to be in a spiritual sphere looking interiorly.